Legislative day. Will members please vote to signify their presence in the chambers this morning.
The roll shows 16 members present this morning.
There is a quorum present to conduct business in the Senate. This morning's chaplain is Senator Coghill. Will all please rise for the invocation.
Let us pray. O Lord, our Heavenly Father, whose blessed Son came not to be ministered unto, but to minister, bless this Senate as we follow in his footsteps to give ourselves to the service of others. With that wisdom, that patience and courage, we too may minister in his name as we legislate laws for the well-being of the people of this state. Bless the other house as they too toil to find the answers to the many issues before us. Help them, O Lord, also to follow in your footsteps to the service of others as they too may minister in your name. We ask this through Jesus Christ our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Amen. Senator Eliason, will you lead us in the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Senator Kelly?
I'm waiting for the senator to pass by, so I can sit down.
Well, we welcome Senator Josephson to the chambers and Senator Fanning to the chambers. It's nice to have you two join us this morning. May we have the certification of the journal, please?
I wish to certify as to the correctness of the journals for the 68th, 69th, and 70th legislative days and Senate Supplement Number 32.
Mr. Majority Leader.
President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the journal for the 68th, 69th, and 70th legislative day and the Senate Supplement Number 32 be approved as certified.
Without objection, the Senate Journal for the 68th, 69th, 70th Legislative Days and Senate Supplement Number 32 has been approved by this body as certified by the Senate Secretary. Do we have introduction of guests this morning? Senator Fisher.
Thank you, Madam President. In the far gallery, I have four special guests I'd like to introduce. And I'd like to start it off with my wife, Joyce, who's down here for a couple weeks. Then also on the other side is my son, David, who's a student at the University of Northern Colorado. And on the other side of my wife is my son, Matt, who's a student here at Juno for the session, and then my daughter, way this way, is my daughter Karen, who's also a student at Northern Colorado University.
Senator Binkley.
Thank you, Madam President. My pleasure to welcome to Juno some close-up students that are down here from the Lower Kuskokwim School District. They're all from Kasigluk. Maybe as I mention your name, you could stand so we can recognize you. Juanita Charles. Annie Slim, Sheila Guest, Teddy Tinker, Paul Andrew, Nikki Hoover, Kathy Kalila, and their teacher Shane McMurdy, and they're all from the village of Kasigluk. Please help me welcome them.
Further introduction of guests, Senator Halford.
Thanks, Madam President. Also in Juneau with the close-up program from the Anchorage School District, we have Dave Duchene from Save One. We have Scott Daugherty, he's a teacher at Chugiak High School. David Woodley from Chugiak High and Tiffany Tarrant from Bartlett High. Welcome to the Senate.
Senator Sturgeliski.
Madam President, I'm delighted to introduce from our district a couple of students from close-up program. Jessica Tuck is here from East High, Jessica, and Heather Delicio from Diamond. Very happy.
Senator Coghill.
Madam President, it gives me great pleasure to introduce to the Senate three gentlemen from my district. They're very special people because they wear the blue and white. They're a member of the emergency medical team, and they're volunteers from the Tok area. And so if you travel to Juneau via the highway system from Anchorage or from Fairbanks, why, you'll have to go through their district, and they're volunteers ready to respond to any of the accidents that might be along the highway. It gives me pleasure to introduce to you Jack Rutledge, Glenn Willicke, and Daryl Bond. Welcome to the Senate, folks.
Senator Rohde.
In the far gallery are two students from my alma mater, West High, Mark Stoneburner and Priska Emmenberger.
they made it this time. Senator, Senator Curtula.
The President's answer brought my attention that we also have a close-up student from the Anchorage School District from Service High, Richard Howell.
Further introduction of guests. Senator Kelly.
Madam President, Senator Halford and I have two constituents from the Eagle River Chugiak area. They're down here with the NEA, Karen Miller and Linda Landers.
Further introduction of guests. Senator Abood.
Thank you, Madam President.
Nice
I'd like to introduce
you,
myself as on the floor of the Senate this morning.
Thank you, Senator. Further introduction of guests. Do we have messages from the governor this morning?
Messages dated March 16. Dear Senator Fakes, I have signed the following resolutions and transmitted the engrossed and enrolled copies to the Lieutenant Governor's office for permanent filing. Committee substitute for Senate Joint Resolution Number 57, Resources Relating to Foreign Fishing in the International Water of the Bering Sea, Legislative Resolve Number 51. Senate Joint Resolution Number 51, requesting a support services priority for American carriers and bulk fuel suppliers servicing foreign processing vessels in the exclusive economic zone, Legislative Resolve Number 56. House Committee Substitute for Senate Joint Resolution Number 64, LNC, relating to resident hire on United States Department of Defense projects at Amchitka Island, Shemya Island, and ADAC, Legislative Resolve Number 57. And Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Joint Resolution Number 46, Transportation, requesting the Federal Aviation Administration to exempt aircraft in Alaska from regulations on the size of aircraft registration numbers and on supplemental identification plates, Legislative Resolve Number 58. Sincerely, Steve Cooper, Governor. Messages dated March 16. Dear Senator Fakes, I have read the following resolutions and transmitted the engrossed and enrolled copies to the Lieutenant Governor's office for permanent filing. Senate Resolution Number 21, relating to Social Security benefits for persons born during the years 1917 through 1921, Senate Resolve Number 22. Senate Committee Substitute for House Concurrent Resolution Number 33, CNRA, relating to annexations recommended by the Local Boundary Commission, Legislative Resolve Number 52. House Concurrent Resolution Number 37, relating to the 22nd Annual Boys State, Legislative Resolve Number 53. House Concurrent Resolution Number 36, relating to the 20th Annual Girls State, Legislative Resolve Number 54, and House Concurrent Resolution Number 27, relating to the visit to Alaska by Governor Ho Jae of the province of Heilongjiang and the special relationship between that province and the state of Alaska, Legislative Resolve Number 55. Sincerely, Steve Cooper, Governor. And those are the messages from the governor this morning.
Do we have messages from the House of Representatives?
There are no messages from the House this morning.
Do we have communications?
There is a communication from Division of it's from the Department of Administration, Division of Telecommunications, 7th Annual Report for 1987 in accordance with AS 44211-300-330 from Mel Hoverstein, Director, Division of Telecommunications. Copies have been distributed to all senators.
This will be specifically referred to the State Affairs Committee.
A report, Public Broadcasting in Alaska, a Long-Range Plan, from Charles Northrup, Executive Director, Alaska Public Broadcasting Commission, in accordance with AS 44-21-266-12. Copies have been distributed.
This will be referred to the State Affairs Committee.
And the Alaska Mental Health Board Interim Report, dated March 14, 1988, from J.L. Schrader, M.D., Temporary Chair, Alaska Mental Health Board, Department of Health and Social Services, in accordance with Chapter 48, SLA 1987.
Specifically referred to Health, Education, Social Services, and the Finance Committee.
And those are the communications this morning.
Brings us to reports of standing committees.
The Community and Regional Affairs Committee considered Senate Bill Number 308, establishing the Alaska Energy Efficient Home Equity Fund, and a majority of the committee recommended it be replaced with committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 308, CNRA, with a new title and due pass. The report was signed by Senator Sturgiluski, Chairman, concurring Senators Zemanski and Kelly. There is a new fiscal note attached. Senate Bill Number 308 has a further referral to the Labor and Commerce Committee. The Community and Regional Affairs Committee considered Senate Bill Number 337, amending notice requirements related to the Municipal Assistance Program and providing for an effective date, A majority of the committee recommended to be replaced with committee substitute were Senate Bill Number 337, CNRA, and do pass. The report was signed by Senator Sturgalewski, Chairman, concurring Senators Zemanski and Kelly. There is a new zero fiscal note attached. Senate Bill Number 337 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. The Community and Regional Affairs Committee considered Senate Bill Number 367, optional exemptions from municipal taxes, and recommended it be replaced with committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 367, CNRA, and reports it back as follows. Senator Sturgalewski, Chairman, signed do pass. Senators Zemanski and Kelly signed do not pass. There is a new zero fiscal note attached. Senate Bill Number 367 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. The Community and Regional Affairs Committee considered Senate Bill Number 404, Transportation and Municipal Regulation and Taxation of Alcoholic Beverages, and recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 404, CNRA. Senator Sturgalewski, Chairman, and Senator Kelly signed do pass. Senator Zemanski signed do not pass. There's a new zero fiscal note attached. Senate Bill Number 404 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. The Finance Committee considered Senate Bill Number 415, Special Appropriation to the Alaska Court System and Providing for an Effective Date. Senator Helford signed the report. Senator Ewing signed do pass. Senator Binkley signed do not pass. Let the people vote on this. Paul Fisher signed do not pass unless amended. Senator Hensley signed do not pass unless space is cut in half. And Senator Duncan signed do not pass at proposed size and cost. Senate Bill Number 415 has no further referral.
The Rules Committee, I'm sure they'll be glad to have it.
The Community and Regional Affairs Committee considered Senate Bill Number 447, Liability for Damage or Injury Resulting from Hazardous Recreational Activities, recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 447, CNRA, with a new title. Senator Sturgalewski signed do pass. Senator Zemanski signed do not pass. And Senator Kelly signed no recommendation. There is a zero fiscal note attached. Senate Bill Number 447 has a further referral to the Judiciary Committee. The Community and Regional Affairs Committee considered Senate Bill Number 448, Civil Liability of Certain Volunteers, recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 448, CNRA, with a new title. Senator Sturgalewski signed do pass. Senators Zemanski and Kelly signed no recommendation. There is a new zero fiscal note attached. Senate Bill Number 448 has a further referral to the Judiciary Committee. The State Affairs Committee considered House Concurrent Resolution Number 40, designating a year of friendship with Finland, and a majority of the committee recommended do pass. The report was signed by Senator Abood, Chairman, concurring Senators Fanning, Hensley, and Josephson. House Concurrent Resolution Number 40 has no further referral.
Rules Committee.
The State Affairs Committee considered House Bill Number 269, Eligibility for Veterans Interest Rates for Housing Mortgage Loans, and a majority of the committee recommended you pass. The report was signed by Senator Abood, Chairman, concurring Senators Hensley and Josephson. Senator Fanning signed no recommendation. House Bill Number 269 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. The Finance Committee considered House Bill Number 279, Finance, Effective Date Added, Club Licenses for Sale of Alcoholic Beverages and Providing for an Effective Date, and recommends it be replaced with Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 279, Finance. Senator Helford, co-chairman, and Senators Ewing and Fisher signed to pass. Senator Hensley signed no recommendation. There is a new zero fiscal note attached. Committee substitute for House Bill Number 279, Finance, EFD added, has no further referral.
Rules Committee.
The Rules Committee considered committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 120, Judiciary amended, Entry of Information Regarding Minors on the Alaska Public Safety Information Network. The majority of the committee recommended calendar. The report was signed by Senator Elias and Chairman, concurring Senators Jones and Fakes. Committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 120, Judiciary amended, is on today's calendar. The Rules Committee considered Senate Bill Number 373, extending the termination date of the Citizens Advisory Commission on Federal Areas in Alaska and providing for an effective date, and a majority of the committee recommended calendar. The report was signed by Senator Elias and Chairman, concurring Senators Jones and Fakes. Senate Bill Number 373 is on today's calendar. The Rules Committee considered Senate Bill number 395 relating to the school term. In a majority of the committee recommended a calendar. The report was signed by Senator Elias and Chairman concurring Senators Binkley, Jones, and Fakes. Senate Bill number 395 is on today's calendar. Those are the standing committee reports this morning, Madam President.
Do you have reports of special committees?
There are no special committee reports.
Do we have introduction of Senate resolutions?
There are no Senate resolutions for introduction.
Do we have introduction of Senate bills?
There are no Senate bills for introduction.
That brings us to consideration of the data calendar. Madam Secretary, read the first item on the calendar.
Senate Bill number 373 by Senators Fahrenkamp, Sturgilewski, Rohde, Duncan, Coghill, Halford, and Fanning for an act entitled an act extending the termination date of the Citizens Advisory Commission on Federal Areas in Alaska and providing for an effective date. The Resources Committee considered this bill and a majority of the committee recommends due pass. The report was signed by Senator Fisher, Vice Chairman, concurring Senators Fanning, Sturgilewski, Jaroff, and Duncan. Fiscal note attached. Finance Committee considered this bill and a majority of the committee recommends due pass. The report was signed by Senator Halford, co-chairman, concurring Senators Duncan, Fisher, and Ewing. Previous fiscal note attached. Rules Committee considered the bill and recommends calendar. The report was signed by Senator Elias and Chairman, concurring Senators Jones and Fakes.
Are there any amendments?
I have no amendments.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that Senate Bill 373 be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading and placed on final passage.
Without objection, Senate Bill 373 is before the Senate in final passage. Madam Secretary, we read the bill.
Senate Bill number 373, an act extending the termination date of the Citizens Advisory Commission on federal areas in Alaska and providing for an effective date.
Is there any discussion? Hearing no discussion, the question's been called. The question being, shall Senate Bill 373 pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Does any member fail to vote? Madam Secretary may lock the roll. Does any senator wish to change her or his vote? Madam Secretary may record the vote. Senate Bill 373 has passed the Senate by a vote of 19 yeas with one unexcused absence. Mr. Majority Leader.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the vote on the passage of Senate Bill 373 be considered the vote on effective date clause.
Without objection, the roll call vote on final passage of Senate Bill 373 will be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clause. Madam Secretary, read the next item on the calendar.
Senate Bill number 395 by Senator Fisher for an act entitled an act relating to the school term. The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee considered this bill, and a majority of the committee recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for Senate Bill number 395 Hess. Zero fiscal note attached. The report was signed by Senator Fisher, chairman, concurring Senators Fanning and Jones. Senator Josephson signed, no recommendation. The Rules Committee considered the bill and recommends calendaring. The report was signed by Senator Elias and chairman, concurring Senators Binkley, Jones, and Fakes. For the Hess CS.
Substitute for Senate Bill 395 has been adopted and is before the Senate.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 395 Hess by the Health, Education, and Social Services Committee for an act entitled an act relating to the school term.
Are there any amendments?
I have no amendments.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that Senate Bill 395 be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading and placed in final passage.
Without objection, the Hess Committee substitute for Senate Bill 395 is before the Senate for final passage.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 395 Hess, an act relating to the school term.
Discussion. Hearing no discussion, this question has been called. The question being, shall the Hess Committee substitute for Senate Bill 395 pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Does any member fail to vote? Madam Secretary may lock the roll. Senator wish to change her or his vote? Madam Secretary may record the vote. And thus the Hess Committee substitute for Senate Bill 395 has passed the Senate by a vote of 14 yeas, 5 nays, 1 unexcused absence. Senator Josephson.
May we revert to introduction of guests?
Without objections, the Senate will revert to introduction of guests. Senator Josephson.
Thank you, Madam President. The National Conference of State Legislatures has provided a team offering child care and early childhood education technical assistance. Alaska was one of six states chosen to receive technical assistance through a grant provided by the Carnegie Corporation of New York. And I believe that in the far gallery, We have some distinguished visitors who are here to participate in events today. I think they've met with the finance committees this morning. They will be meeting in a joint workshop with the two HES committees this afternoon, and they will be having lunch to which legislators are invited in the governor's conference room at noon today. Madam President, I haven't had the privilege yet of meeting these individuals, but if they are in the gallery, I would appreciate their standing for the purposes of recognition by the body. First is Senator Charlie Bruner of the state of Iowa, Representative June Leonard of the state of Washington, Ann Mitchell of the Bank Street College in New York. Ann is not here. And Larry Schweinhart, Vice President of High Scope Educational Research Foundation. And I believe accompanying them from the NCSL are Kate Saunier and Shelley Smith of the Denver office. Welcome to the Senate.
And if I'm correct, the High Scope Educational Research Foundation was the group which did the longitudinal study about the long-term advantages of Head Start on behalf of children. Is that right? Thank you.
Senator Binkley.
Thank you, Madam President. Also, with the out-of-town guests are two people who have worked very hard in the Governor's Interim Commission on Children and Youth, Executive Director Carla Timpone, and also Annie Calkins with the Department of Education.
Senator Duncan.
Here we have him at ease, please.
Senate will stand at ease without objection. Senate will come back to order, please. We are back to the agenda. Yes, Senator Duncan.
Thank you, Madam President. I'd like to give notice of reconsideration on my vote on Senate Bill 395.
Notice of reconsideration on Senate Bill 395 has been noticed. Madam Secretary, read the next item on the calendar, please.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 120, Judiciary, amended by the Judiciary Committee, an act relating to the entry of information regarding minors on the Alaska Public Safety Information Network on reconsideration was returned to the Judiciary Committee. The Judiciary Committee considered the bill, and a majority of the committee recommends it be replaced with second CS for Senate Bill number 120, adjourned and due pass. The report was signed by Senator Katula, Chairman, concurring Senator Strzelewski, Fakes, and Josephson. Senator Rohde signed, no recommendation, 1-0 fiscal note and 2 fiscal notes attached. The Rules Committee considered the bill and recommends calendaring. The report was signed by Senator Elias and Chairman, concurring Senators Jones and Fakes. I have a second June CS and it's in third reading.
Senator Curtula.
I would move and ask unanimous consent that we go back second reading for the adoption of the committee substitute.
Is there any objection? Hearing no objections, Senate Bill 120 will revert to second reading. Senator Curtula.
President of the Senate, I would move asking unanimous consent for adoption of the second committee substitute. What we did is we placed Section F back into the legislation. The Anchorage Police Officers Association strongly protested the inability to remove probationary information for minors when probationary information is removed from the system for adults. And we also added two minor amendments in the second committee substitute, and that is the dates, terms, and condition of the minor's probation will be added to the computer. And second, if the offense for which the minor is on probation would have been a felony if committed by an adult, that information will also be on the computer. This information is valuable, and an arresting officer will easily be able to tell if the minor has committed a serious offense with the addition to this legislation. I recommend adoption of the second committee substitute.
Is there any objection to the adoption of the second committee substitute for Senate Bill 120, Judiciary? Without objection, the second judiciary substitute for Senate Bill 120 has been adopted. The bill is automatically before us in third reading. You may read it.
Second CS for Senate Bill number 120, Judiciary, by the Judiciary Committee, an act relating to the entry of information regarding minors in the Alaska Public Safety Information Network.
Discussion.
Question.
Hearing no discussion, the question has been called. The question being, shall the second committee substitute for Senate Bill 120, Judiciary, pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator fail to vote? Madam Secretary may lock the roll. Does any senator wish to change her or his vote? Madam Secretary may record the vote. The second committee substitute for Senate Bill 120, Judiciary, has passed the Senate by a vote of 19 yeas with one unexcused absence. Madam Secretary, read the next item on the calendar.
In memoriam, Joseph Jim Paul, by Representatives Hoffman, Adams, Davidson, Herman, Springer, Wallace, Senators Binkley, Hensley, Jaroff, and Rohde.
discussion on the citations? Any discussion on the citations? Mr. Majority Leader.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that a citation in memoriam to Joseph Jim Paul be approved.
Without objection, the citation in memoriam on today's calendar has been approved by this body. Is there unfinished business? Senator Coghill.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that Senate Joint Resolution 63, closure of the Stikine Forest Service Office, be waived from the Resource Committee.
Senate Joint Resolution number 63.
Senate Joint Resolution number 63, yes, ma'am.
Hearing no objections, Senate Joint Resolution number 63 dealing with the Stikine River has been waived from the Resources Committee. Senator Fisher.
Thank you, Madam President. I move and ask unanimous consent that House Bill 340, immunity for volunteer rescue groups, be given an additional referral to HESS.
Without objection, House Bill 340 dealing with volunteer rescue will be given an additional referral to the HESS Committee. Senator Fahrenkamp.
Please, Madam President.
Senate will stand at ease. Senate will come back to order. We are under unfinished business. We're under unfinished business. Is there further unfinished business, Senator Elias?
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the prayer be spread on the journal.
Without objection, this morning's prayer will be spread on the journal. Senator Abood.
Madam President, move and ask unanimous consent that SSS JR 63 opposing the closure of the Stikine Area Regional Supervisor's Office of the United States Forest Service. That the five-day notice be waived on it. I have it scheduled for Wednesday, and because we have information that the Forest Service is planning to make a decision very quickly, we'd like to hear this bill today instead of Wednesday and get it out.
You did have it on your posted agenda for last week,
that's
did you not,
affirmative.
Sir? And your notice was on Wednesday. You want to move it up to today?
Yes, ma'am.
Is there any objection? Without objection, Senator, the five-day notice on Senate Joint Resolution number 63 dealing with the Stikine River has been granted. Senator
Oscar for that.
Halford.
Thank you, Madam President. There are several bills that have fiscal notes that hadn't previously been referred to finance. One is SJR 31 relating to scenic highways that has a $22,500 fiscal note. Senate Bill 454 relating to the allocation of fisheries business taxes has a $27,000 operating fiscal note and a $45,000 revenue loss fiscal note. $4.5 million revenue loss fiscal note, excuse me.
What bill is this?
That's Senate Bill 454.
And that never made it to the Finance Committee?
Well, it hadn't yet, but I expect it will. Senate Bill 462 relating to seizure and forfeiture of property in cases involving controlled substances has an $89,000 fiscal note in public safety. And also, Senate Bill 431 is a companion bill to Senate Bill 432, which is in the Finance Committee, and it would seem appropriate that whether a program is funded by an appropriation bill accompanying it or by a fiscal note, the consideration go to the Finance Committee.
Additional referrals on SJR 31 dealing with scenic highways, Senate Bill 454, Senate Bill 462, and Senate Bill 431 will be granted to the Finance Committee. Further unfinished business, Senator Hensley.
President, I would move and ask unanimous consent that I be excused from the Senate for the balance of the week to attend the Yukon Territorial Assembly.
Without objection, Senator, you are excused from the call of the Senate for the balance of the week to attend the Yukon Territories Legislative Assembly. Senator Josephson. Senate will stand at ease. Senate will come back to order, please. We are under unfinished business. Senator Hensley.
To correct my request, I don't need an excuse for Tuesday. It's just Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday.
The 23rd, the 24th, and the 25th to go on your trip to the Yukon Territory. Senator Coghill.
Madam President, I rose to be excused on the 25th. I'm going to be Friday. That's this coming Friday. I'm the speaker at the Miners Convention, but I will be here for the morning session, for 8:30 morning session. I'm on that 10 o'clock flight, so we could remove my excused thing, as long as you don't have 16 things on the calendar.
Senator Josephson.
I move and ask unanimous consent that I be excused from a call of the Senate on Friday, March 25th, on personal business.
Without objection, Senator Josephson, you are excused from the call of the Senate. That's it. On Friday, March 25th, for personal business. Yes, Senator Zara.
Thank you, Madam President. I'd like to move and ask unanimous consent that I be excused, not subject to a call on Thursday and Friday,
We do not. Oh, April
7th and April 8th.
That's a Wednesday and a Thursday, sir. 6th and 7th? 7th and
8th. 7th and 8th.
Senator Zaroff, without objection, will be excused from the call of the Senate on April 7th and 8th.
State business.
State business. Senator Abood.
Madam President, it might be well to let us know who's going to be here on Wednesday and Friday. Two members of my committee will be gone. Do I have anybody else missing on Friday?
We'll discuss that, sir, if during a next at ease, and I'll show you the calendar so you can look at it.
Thank you.
Further unfinished business? I have several pieces of unfinished business. The first one is I'd like to ask a request to the Rules Committee, a ruling on Rule 24A, specifically whether it's necessary to have a written signed recommendation on a committee report. So if the Rules Committee will please do that. Also, I'd like to appoint the following members to the Conference Committee on Senate Bill 410. And Senate Bill 410 is dealing, the title is Operation State Hatcheries by Contract. And the Conference Committee will be Senator Elias and Chairman, Senator Zaroff, and Senator Jones. And I believe that's it. Announcements. Senator Binkley.
Thank you, Madam President. Senate Finance will meet at 1 o'clock to discuss projected revenues for fiscal year 89 in the Finance Committee room.
Thank you, sir. Senator Abood.
Madam President, State Affairs will meet today at 1:30 in the Belts Room, CSSCR 35, related to alcohol-related birth defects awareness, SB 442, an act relating to Odor License Commission, HB 353, an act relating to repurchase of retirement coverage after certain levies.
Further announcements. Senator Coghill.
Madam President, the Senate Resource Committee this afternoon, 1:30, in the Butrovich Room. We will be taking up Senate Bill 385 relating to the fisheries tax return, Senate Bill 459, confidentiality of shellfish abundance surveys, Senate Bill 466 relating to the forgiveness and repayment of A.W. Brindle Memorial Scholarship loans, Senate Bill 426, which establishes the Rebound Bay Critical Habitat Area, and Senate Bill 482, which is the farming of aquatic plants and animals, prohibiting the aquatic farming of fin fish in saltwater. We'll be taking up only a segment of that mariculture bill, which will have to do with DNR, the land selection and land disposal as far as fin fish is concerned.
Senator Hensley.
So, Madam President, the Senate Finance Subcommittee on the University of Alaska Fairbanks budget will meet on Tuesday, March 21st, 1:30 p.m. to 3 o'clock p.m. in the Senate Finance Room. This will be a continuation of the review of the University of Alaska Fairbanks program.
Senator Jones.
Madam President, the Senate Economic Recovery Committee will meet tomorrow, Tuesday, at 5:15 p.m. in the Senate Finance Room. We'll be talking about, we'll be finalizing what's going to go out in our legislation package.
Further announcements. Senator Fisher.
Yes, Madam President. Today in Senate House, we're going to take only one item up, and it's House Bill 32, Parimutuel Horse and Dog Racing.
Senator Coghill.
One other item. We have scheduled at 4 o'clock a conference committee on Senate Bill 94 with the House conferees, providing that the House conferees are talking to me.
Further announcements? Senator Josephson.
Madam President, I would remind members that there is the lunch in the Governor's Conference Room if they're available to go to it, and I think it would be interesting to meet some legislators from other states and experts on child care.
Thank you, sir. Further announcements? Senator Halford.
Thank you, Madam President. There will be a Finance Committee meeting at about 1:15 or 1:30. It'll be just a meeting on revenues. And
are you guys having two meetings, one at 1 and 1:15?
Well, at 1 o'clock, I won't be there. So I was working on something else.
The Finance Committee is meeting today on revenues. That's much they agree on. Further announcements. The time, though, is iffy. Senator Elias.
I'm not quite sure this is under announcements, but I might report Rule 24.
Yes, sir.
Dealing with the committee reports. Committee referral in action.
A committee acts on all bills referred to it and reports its actions and recommendations to the House as soon as practicable. Committee reports must be in writing, and the report must be signed by a majority of the members of the committee. The report will note the recommendations of each member signing that report.
Yes, sir. So what do you conclude?
It's quite clear, Madam President, that each member signing committee report has to note their recommendations.
In writing?
In writing.
So I would hope that the Finance Committee report would be corrected. It's out of order at this point on Senate Bill 415. Further announcements?
I'm not quite sure I can find the bill.
Special orders. Senator Fahrenkamp.
And I move and ask unanimous consent that I have the privileges of the floor to speak on American.
Without objection, Senator, you do have the privilege of the floor under special orders. Senator Fahrenkamp.
Madam President, we all watched the winning of the Iditarod with a great deal of pleasure. I was reading in the, it was brought to my attention in the Juneau paper. It talked very much about the winners, the second place winners, Rick Swenson, and all this stuff. And then it gets down to the last paragraph, and this is by the Associated Press. And then it says, the top American musher early Wednesday was Robin Jacobson from Minnetonka, Minnesota, in 12th place. Now, I can understand papers from out of state referring to us as not American, but for the Juneau Empire to publish the top American musher was Robin Jacobson of Minnetonka, Minnesota, really burns me up. I would like the Juneau Empire to know that Alaska is indeed full of Americans, and that not only was Susan Butcher an American, but so was Rick Swenson and the other 11 people in front of the so-called American from Minnesota who ran in the race.
Thank you, Senator. Senator Duncan.
Madam President, on the same topic.
Without objection, Senator Duncan, you do have the privilege of the floor under special orders to discuss the same topic, Senator Duncan.
Madam President, I don't defend the Juneau Empire very seldom, very often. Very seldom.
You still want to continue,
yes,
Senator?
Yes, I do.
Senator Duncan.
No, what I'm trying to say is I don't defend the Juneau Empire. They make a lot of mistakes, but I must say that this was not their mistake. The senator correctly pointed out an Associated Press story. I read that in the Anchorage Daily News also. So I think what we need to do is be criticizing the AP writers and not the Juneau Empire in this case. And although they probably should proofread their stories, and they don't. But it was not just the Juneau Empire.
Further special orders this afternoon. Senator Fanning.
Thank you, Madam President. I move and ask unanimous consent that I have the privilege of the floor to speak on a bill that passed today.
Without objection, Senator, you do have the privilege of the floor under special order. Senator Fanning.
Very briefly, Madam President, it's a privilege for me to commend the Senate for passing, for positive action, passing 19-0, an act which we passed today, SB 373, which in my opinion goes a long way to protect the rights of individual Alaskans and to help assure the Alaska state's rights in a time and an era in which the federal government seems to be attempting to usurp those rights and opportunities. So I just want to commend the Senate, and I'd like to commend the governor for finally taking the recommendation of that particular commission in filing suit against the federal government. And I would hope that we would continue through that commission and in other ways to stand up for our state's rights and ensure that those things, those traditional rights and activities that Congress meant to assure that would continue even after the passage of ANILCA, that they do continue. I would like to urge all Alaskans to take advantage of the resources and the form of that particular commission. And I just want to thank everybody, because I think today we took action that helps protect the rights of individual Alaskans and to protect our state's rights in a very important area of land usage in Alaska. Thank you.
Further special orders. Senator Eliason.
I move and ask unanimous consent that the Senate stand in adjournment until 11 a.m. Tuesday, March 22nd, 1988.
Without objection, the Senate is adjourned until Tuesday, March 22nd, 11 a.m.